This messages and verses today is very long. Please be careful. But this is one of the most important big time messages in your life. And this has been compiled from chapter At-Tawbah. Chapter At-Tawbah. I'm not sure if my memory is correct. I shared it with you before. But please, this is the most important verses. Please be careful. Listen to it carefully. Reflect about it. Verse 19 and 20, At-Tawbah. Verse 23 and 24. 32, 33. Why? And who am I from this verse? And what Allah is using me for? Extremely dangerous warning. 38, 41. 55, 56. By the way, a lot of verses in Surah Tawbah is about hypocrite, believer, hypocrite. Because chapter At-Tawbah has four names. At-Tawbah, Bara'ah, As-Saif, Al-Munafiqeen. At-Tawbah, Bara'ah is from Allah. These two names for Surah chapter At-Tawbah. Hypocrite and As-Saif is a scholar said so. They give it this nickname. If you read it carefully, you will know. And my advice to you, read the verses before and the verses after. You will comprehend what's going on. It's very scary. Very scary, but very important. 65, 66, extremely important. 68, 69. Each one of these verses, I want you to read it carefully, 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 and reflect. 72, 75 till 78. 85 and 87. 90 till 93, a complete comprehending message. And a complete comprehending messages to the verses before. 100, a complete glad tiding. 103 till 105. 109. 115, one of the most dangerous verse in Quran. Why? We talk about it, but repeat it. 119, a very important advice, and 129. I hope you get them, and I hope Sarah, inshallah, will write them down for you. And please, I wish to hear from you after you compile the answer. Because all the verses I give you in chapter At-Tawbah, all of us live in it, falling in it, and either you clean up yourself from it and you become a mu'min, or you are involved in some of it and wala'izu billah, you become a hypocrite. And it's all about loving your family more than loving Allah, delaying good deed, delaying spending. That's it. And this is what makes these people hypocrite. And later on, Allah reject even their good deed. Allah will not accept their good deed. It's very scary. It's very scary. It's very scary. But if you comprehend it also, you comprehend the condition of the ummah all over. What happened if we do not thank Allah? What happened if we're not going to be content with Allah? What happened if we're not using our time and resources for sabilillah? What happened if our heart become obsessed with member of the family of ourselves? What happened if the real iman is not intact? What happened if the real love of Allah is not intact? All this is very scary. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, don't waste your time. Time is very short. And please, I beg you for Allah, take my messages and my verses seriously. Reflect, come back to me. And if you don't comprehend it completely, I will be more than happy if I'm still alive to give you whatever I know. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Just to summarize what I'm trying to say in my message and also the verb in Quran, the verses in Quran. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'min yuhibbu liqa' Allah. The mu'min, he loved meeting his Lord. And the kafir and munafiq, he do not want to meet his Lord. I will share something with you for Sabilillah. From the age of 38, I was thinking I will never live one more year. And until now, I'm surprised I'm still alive. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful feeling to have a short hope. It allows you to try to do. It allows you to be always try to get closer to Allah. It makes the dunya insignificant and make all your hope and your wishes for Sabilillah. Because once our hope and wishes for our nafs and full of shayateen, we get upset. And this is what's called excitation. What the difference between hope and wishes for Sabilillah and excitation? Every time I do not get what I want, I get upset. And I throw whatever it is. And I get drama, and deep inside I'm not content with what Allah give me. Please go back to Al-Qadr session and fitna and meeting your Lord. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Yes, we can be good to the family, but we cannot be obsession with them until we destroy our time, feeling and our whatever Allah give us. When you read the verses I give you from chapter At-Tawbah, it's very straightforward. Our family, our kids, our spouse, our money is all fitna. Straightforward. Fitna. Only is not a fitna if we doing it according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we live this life according to Allah wa Rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim all we claim that. But we get obsessed and the dunya will take us. Exhibition, we forget the qadr of Allah. We forget even mistake and bad manner from other is a fitna for us. But the point in here, don't waste your time. If the spouse of the family member want Allah, I'm for you. If they drift, you make dua and be quiet. Don't try to indulge. It will suck you in a fitna after a fitna and nobody will benefit. This is what I mean. Save yourself. Save yourself first. You cannot save nobody unless you save yourself first. And when you see somebody blind or the door is closed, be quiet. Make dua. Get away. Be wise. And don't worry about what they say. Worry about your relationship with Allah. This is my message, my dear brother and sister in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who vigilant about our last moment, which it can come any moment. Please don't have a long hope. Live day by day. Try to gain your day. Don't generate mischief in your heart against no one. Forgive and let it go. But in the meantime, don't be abused by the condition. If the condition will corrupt your peace, will corrupt your heart, will make you lose your iman, get away. If your iman is strong enough to affect the environment, be. If the environment affects you, get away to strengthen your iman. This is a principle. May Allah allow us to be among those, inshallah. Jazakum Allah kulla khair. And hopefully, either we meet in this dunya for sabilillah, or we meet for akhirah, or in akhirah for sabilillah. Jazakum Allah kulla khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please take my advice and my messages seriously and take the verses very seriously. You will see. And reflect over yourself, not other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would barakah in this message for all of you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness. Every message I give it to you, I give it to you from my heart for you. For goodness sake, inshaAllah. To be something for me in this life and hereafter. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you look at all my halaqat I did last year about time, one of the main things is we're losing time. We're not gaining time. Time is so precious. Any time you spend for Allah, thinking about Allah, remember Allah, doing good deed, this is for you. Any time you make dua for other, you're supporting other, you're doing good deed for yourself or other, it's for you. Anytime you're thinking about Allah, you love Allah, you have feeling for Allah or other for sabilillah, this for you. Anytime you spend it with negativity or causing mischief or even abusing yourself and other or doing zulm, even hidden by your heart, by assumption, assuming, insulting, anything in your heart even, you will be questioned about it and you will lose time. Yesterday and the day before, something happened so beautiful. Number one, the event happened on Sunday. Wallahi, all day I felt it. Wallahi, I felt it. Wallahi, I felt it. It generates unbelievable tranquility, peace, and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His tawfiq to allow us to do good deed. May Allah accept. Even I was not feeling well. And when I said that, some people complain about it. Allah bear witness. My intention is not to complain. Because always I have a message. Illness is so beautiful. Illness, it makes you humble. Illness remind you by death. Illness remind you by the hereafter. Illness make you always return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make you humble to Allah if you do it or you think about it in the right order. Today, one of the things we do, every time somebody gets ill, we get emotion. Oh, he get ill, and the doctor said, and the doctor did, and this and that, and this and that, and going to the hospital and made this medication. And we go crazy back and forth. And we forget. We have to get ill. We have to die. And the point, when a person get ill, we should thank Allah as part of our qadr. And return to Allah, and we beg Him. If my illness, Ya Allah, will generate goodness for me, O Allah, You are the cure. Cure me, Ya Allah. And if my illness and my hereafter are causing me to go to You with Your pleasure, Ya Allah, choose the best for me and make me content and thanking You. And all this, what it will do, it give you this reflection, awareness, alert, to save your time. Because now you know you have very short time. And when you have short time, which we do not know how much time we have left in our life, we will never abuse it. We will never accumulate bad sins in it. And we try to do good whatever we can. With ourselves or with other. And this is my message to you, my dear brother in Islam. Because today is very easy to slide and causing mischief within or mischief outside. Fitna inside or fitna outside. For example, if you wish and you want something to be done for sabilillah, Allah can give you tawfiq to do it. Or if you want something even and you think for sabilillah and Allah do not give you tawfiq to do it, you make dua and you keep going. But what about when I demand something? Demand something I want and this demanding become obsession to the point If it didn't happen, I get upset. Even if you mean well. If you're doing something or you want something for Sabilillah and you cannot have it, you will never get upset. Never. Actually, it gives you the courage to do more and to make a lot of dua. But if I want something and didn't happen, what will happen? And it make me get angry, upset, and full of assumption, accusation, manipulation, and very angry, and wasting my time and others. This is big fitna. And this is why, my brother and sister in Islam, if we understand the time where we are in a major fitna. Individual, family, society, and ummah. And either you try to use your time as soon as possible and then gain goodness, or you can wasting your time and even wasting your good deed. Because I see it, it's very easy to assume, it's very easy to make zulm against other, even with our heart hidden, or call some people names. My dear brother in Islam, we're leaving. We're not staying. And if we're leaving, and we know we're leaving, and this akhirah vision in front of ourselves, all we think about it, how I can gain my time to do good deed, to prepare myself for the departure, which is coming any moment. And this is why when I share what I share with you, for a wisdom, for a reason. Believe it or not, I'm not sure if I will share it with you or no, but I will share it for Sabilillah. Only for Sabilillah, and I hope some of you do not misunderstand me. When you look at your life, sometime right now, who destroy us? Ourselves? Or sometime a member of the family? By this way, instead of being supporting each other for goodness, we can generating a lot of drama and wasting time for each other. Wasting ourselves, wasting even our peace of mind. Last year, without any detail, it was very tough for me. Hidden, but very tough. Many things happened. It make me choke inside. Choked from international, from the condition of the ummah, from the amount of zulm, the amount of killing, from even family member, relative, people I love, you name it. Brother and sister for Islam, I love them for Allah, but I see the condition. And all of a sudden, I saw something I didn't see it in a long time ago in my life. I cannot help myself, I cannot help them. I become paralyzed, I become choked, I'm in pain, physically in pain, and my heart in pain. In pain because I'm scared of myself, scared for myself. To the point I believe I become ill. Because I was choked, really choked inside. By the way, what is my message? Go to Allah. Don't waste time. Clean up your heart. Do goodness or be quiet. According to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Spread goodness. This Fajr time. Allah give me a gift. A gift I was waiting for almost. Now, I'm waiting for this gift for exactly around 40 years. 40 years I'm waiting for this gift. And it happened today. It happened today, alhamdulillah. And I was wishing to see my father, rahmatullah alayhi. He died 1978. Or 1979, I don't remember. But I think 1978. 1978 or 1977. or the end of 1977, beginning of 1978. And I was wishing I make dua for him to see him. I saw my mother, alhamdulillah, after she died by 1 week. And this is a piece of knowledge. If you see a dead person look young, in a 30, healthy, look beautiful, is a good sign. Is a good sign for the person, meaning the dead person. But if you see the person the way he died, meaning his age is the same, very old or suffering or something, very bad news. May Allah give us good ending. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I saw my father young, alhamdulillah, but he didn't talk. And he has two people with him. And alhamdulillah, something happened so beautiful, which is khairan inshaAllah. I share it with you for sabilillah, and I have a purpose for that. Because yesterday, it was a very unique day for me. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. After this message, please don't try to get in touch with me, because I will be alone for quite some time. When the dead people come to you and do not talk, two things. They will come in with a message. Those who understand dream, either they will give you a message, or they will talk to you, or will be quiet. And this time, my father smiled, and somebody, I heard a sound. It said, somebody in here, he won't give you salam. And I was lying down. And when I look, it was my old apartment, 1981. My old apartment, 1981. Why? I do not know the wisdom. But my father came, and he entered, and he didn't talk. But he looked at me and smiled. I hug him, I kiss him, and I talk to with him, which is most likely some of my relatives who are dead already. And that's it, finished. This is, inshallah, a good dream for him and a good dream for me. For me, it meaning my time is up. And I'm now in a countdown. Meaning I should be very careful about my time, what I'm doing, what I'm accumulating, how I prepare my time to leave. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all of us leaving. But the main important topic is how I'm spending my time. What I'm doing to gain my time. What I'm doing with my own people around me. How I'm affecting them. How I'm gaining from our relationship with each other. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Very short. When you look, it's not worth it. Wallahi is not worth it for all this family drama and life drama. Grab whatever you can. Let's be good to each other. Don't waste your time. Very soon, I will be dead or you will be dead. There's a sunnah of Allah. It has to happen. May Allah give us good ending, inshallah. And please take my messages very carefully. If you ask me, record it. Save it. Because it might wake you up from ghafla. Because today is very easy to lose our day, and it's not easy to gain our day. May Allah give us good ending, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is from my heart, your heart. Don't lose your time. Don't lose your time. Don't waste your time complaining. Don't waste your time having things in your heart against other. Clean up quick. I always tell you that. Because the ultimate enemy in this earth of you is you. Even Shaitan knows, is you. Allah bear witness. Nothing of my messages was a complaint. It's just education and supporting and sharing from a brother who loves his brothers and sisters for Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.